All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Christian Weissman. I work on a project called CitrinoS. We are an open source charge station management system. And last year I was here to give a talk, kind of introducing it. We were very fresh. And this year I can give you 1 year of progress and what we kind of did over the last year and how much fun we have had. All right, just for the formalities, I'm a contributor to CitrinoS. I'm also one of the original people who were like, we should do something about this. I'm a senior software engineer at a company called S44 Energy. So we do EV charging things and other energy things. And I've been working on EV charging for roughly combined 7 years. So I've seen some things. All right, so maybe or probably lots of you know about this, the EV charging landscape. But just to run you through kind of our problem statement, I'm a driver. I just got this new car. And I'm doing a road trip to Brussels. So on the way, I probably need to charge. And for that, I'm going to sign a contract with the EMSP, the e-mobility service provider, that tells me where I can charge and that bills me. And so they might give me an RFID card or just an app and say, all right, you're good to charge. So then I drive direction Brussels, and I get to a charging station. All right, so now I have my RFID card. And first I plug in, or after, but important part is I plug in. For completeness, then, and maybe in the other talks you've heard, the car talks a protocol, either IEC 61851 or ISO 15118 with a charger. And then I hold up my RFID card to say, all right, it's me. You can please charge my car. I will pay for it. And then there's the charger that talks a protocol called OCPP, the Open Charge Point Protocol, to a charge point operator who's managing all the charge points. Then the charge point operator reaches out to the EMSP and asks, hey, is this person good for their money? Or will you at least guarantee giving me money for this electricity? And the EMSP is, yeah, sure, all good. All right, so you see there's lots of protocols. And yeah, they're not that fun to implement. I mean, it's fun the first time, but after that, it's kind of repeating the same thing. And the actual bigger problem is everyone looks at these protocols and think they're art, and so they interpret them a little bit differently. And then you have to build in ifs that if the charger starts with this serial number, then it's probably that manufacturer, and yeah, then they will send this message first, and that's kind of not great. And so we thought someone should do something about this. And our part is basically the cloud, CPO part. So our main idea was OCPP is complicated and complex, and there's a new version, new as in 2018, 2020, but it hasn't really been adopted by the industry. So someone should do something about it to make it easier to adopt this, and that's where we came in. We saw there's another project called Everest that's doing something similar, but on the charger side. And so basically, we were inspired, like, hey, that's a good idea. We should also do something like that, but for up here. All right. So we're the charge station management system. We are basically in the cloud. And so we use some cloud technologies. So the charger itself talks to the OCPP router, OCPP. OCPP is on WebSockets. And our main thought was OCPP 201. That's the thing we want to do. And so that's what we've implemented. Because for 1.6, there's some other SOAP stuff. But yeah, we don't want to do that. I hope no one does that really anymore. All right, so then OCPP arrives at our OCPP router, and then we basically pop it on a message bus, and our modules then can take it from the message bus, do things, and then respond. The idea is that the modules are then exposing a REST API, and that way you can extend it or interact with it without being tied in to our setup. So our core idea is the implementation part of running, the implementation of a protocol shouldn't be the hard part of running a charge station management, it should be basically the easy part. If you're running a charging network, you should make your network good because you did something special, not because you implemented a protocol, because that should be the baseline. All right, so for that, we've basically split up our code base into different layers. So you can pick any layer of them and extend or build on top. And so we have kind of just the base of where we have the data structures, then some persistence on integrating with a database. Right now, we're kind of going or leaning heavily on Postgres because there's some PostGIS things that we like around geospatial. Yeah. And then we have some utils just to provide functionalities like for certificate things. And then we have the actual module that is the top layer that's exposing the REST API. Yeah. And because we have the different modules, they're basically split similarly along the lines of the protocol. You can scale them individually, so you can build a server with each module if you want, and then you have the transaction module that gets hammered for a lot of times, scale really high while the configuration module just hangs out. All right, I need to speed up a bit, sorry. And the other cool thing is, since everything's on the message broker, you can add your own modules. Like we had someone add a payments module that hooks into the message broker and then does the Stripe integration, but just interacts on the message broker and you don't have to hack anything in, you just attach. All right, so what happened over the last year? So we're now part of the Linux Foundation Energy, so we now have technical steering committees. We also released the 1.0 version, and now we're on 1.5.1, I believe. Yeah, we also traveled quite a bit to basically try our stuff. So we've been testing at places like the Open EV Charging Summit in Texas. We went to a Plugfest in Bad Schönborn in Germany, where that Everest was hosting. We went to a Plugfest in the US, and Plugfests are where basically charger manufacturers and CSMS people, they test their stuff. So you sit around a table for 2 hours and then you say, all right, now give me electricity, click, and then you hope that the messages exchange correctly and the light bulb goes on. So that was really fun. And then we were at a conference in Berlin promoting OCPP 201, and also at the LFE summit in Brussels. Also, we've done some webinars on the protocols just because we like the protocols and we want to push people forward to the good versions of the protocols. All right, and so we, in the meantime, have also implemented the full protocol, also things like advanced user interface where you can show QR codes on the user interface of the charger. We've implemented OCPI, so that out part of the CPO. And because for getting certified, you have to have a UI and not just a directus on top of a database, we also had to build our own UI. But now we're certified. So the OCA that maintains that protocol said, cool, your implementation rocks. And we're also starting to get contributions from the outside world. So if you're seeing this, thanks a lot, and you're awesome. All right, and the lessons learned? Well, not everyone wants to be on the forefront of implementing a protocol. It's hard to move people forward, even if the protocol is just a lot better. And so, yeah, that's definitely one thing we've learned. We've also been explaining what open source is a lot, and UIs are quite important. A lot of people see something shiny and then they're happy, but the underlying technology is not so important, and we went with the technology first. So now we're building the shiny part on top. And yeah, we try to be very open in all directions, which, like for Postgres, we're kind of narrowing down in one direction. So what's next? All right, release 1.6 is next. And with that, because not everyone is on the forefront of 201, we're also implementing OCP 1.6. And you can see a screenshot. I connected my home charger the other day to Citrine. All right, and Yeah, then we're implementing some other protocols and especially adding to the new UI. If you want to get involved, join the Discord server. There's a QR code. And make a pull request. And especially attend our technical steering committees. They're first Thursday every month, 6 p.m. UTC. So Europe time, it's good. U.S., it's a bit, you got to get up early. All right, I'm out of time. I'll be hanging out outside if you want to talk about CSMS or anything else. Thanks.